And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Andrew Carnegie, born in Dunfermline, Scotland, 1835. Grew up poor, worked as a mill hand, came to this country when he was 13, went into the steel business, helped to build the American steel industry, and became one of the richest entrepreneurs of his time. Andrew Carnegie was afraid that the pursuit of wealth would degrade him. So he sold his steel business and gave his fortune away. He endowed 2,811 libraries. He established the Carnegie Endowment, and he bought more than 7,000 organs for churches to, in his words, lessen the pain of the sermons. It's the birthday of Helen Hooven Santmeyer, Cincinnati, 1895. Grew up in a little town of Xenia, Ohio. Went off to New York. She was a secretary for Scribner's Magazine, then moved back to Xenia. She wrote an epic novel about a small-town women's group based on her own women's club of Xenia, Ohio. The book was called And Ladies of the Club. It came out when she was 87 years old, Helen Hooven Santmeyer. It was more than 1,300 pages long, and it went straight to number one on the New York Times bestseller list. And it's the birthday of the physician and essayist Lewis Thomas, born Flushing, New York, 1913. Went to Princeton to study biology and also poetry. He loved the poetry of Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot. Had a big career, became president of the Sloan Kettering Institute, and also started writing informal essays. He wrote them late at night, without an outline, wrote quickly, including no reference notes at the end, writing about the human body, but also philosophy. In 1974, 29 of the essays were collected in The Lives of a Cell, which won the National Book Award. Lewis Thomas, the physician who said, "The great secret of doctors, known only to their wives, but still hidden from the public, is that most things get better by themselves. Most things, in fact, are better in the morning." Here's a poem for today by Jill Bielaski entitled The Guardians. All day we packed boxes, we read birth and death certificates, the yellowed telegrams that announced our births, the cards of congratulations and condolences, the deeds and debts, love letters, valentines with a heart ripped out, the obituaries. We opened the divorce decree, a terrible document of division and subtraction. We leafed through scrapbooks, corsages, matchbooks, programs to the ballet, racetrack, theater, joy and frivolity parceled in one volume, painstakingly arranged, preserved and pasted with crusted glue. We sat in the room in which the beloved had departed. We remembered her yellow hair and her mind free of paradox. We sat together side by side on the empty floor and did not speak. There were no words between us other than the essence of the words from the correspondences, our inheritance, plain speak, bereft of poetry. The Guardians, a poem by Jill Bielaski, from her collection The Players, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by WordPress.com, where millions go to share their passions on personal and professional blogs. Now offering custom .blog domain names, WordPress.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.